I'm Marco Werman, and it's The World. Glad you could be with us today. For Ariana Grande, there will be a return to Manchester. The pop star announced plans to headline a star-studded benefit concert there this weekend after an ISIS suicide bombing at her concert in Manchester last week. Justin Bieber, Katy Perry, and others will be on the bill to raise funds for the families of the 22 people killed in the bombing. There may be less support for the victims of another ISIS attack today, this one in Baghdad, one that also seemed to target families. In this attack, a car bomb exploded at an ice cream shop where people had gathered after breaking the fast for Ramadan. At least 16 people were killed. Hassan Haddad lives in Baghdad, and just hours before the blast, he had gone with friends to a restaurant right next to the ice cream shop. He says it's usually time for people to relax during the holiday.
The atmosphere is all about getting together with family, with friends. You know, you have a few short hours where you can eat and drink, so you want to make the most of that.
And I would suspect that when people break the Ramadan fast, a lot of people probably head to this ice cream parlor.
Absolutely. Number one, it's really popular here in Baghdad. They've got two different locations, and it's got pretty good ice cream.
And is it what you'd expect in terms of clientele, families, children?
That's the heartbreaking thing. The fact that it's loaded with, you know, young couples or families who have taken out their kids, you know, just to get out of the heat sort of thing, have a nice cold treat. So that's what's devastating about this. I mean, the statement that was put out by ISIS saying that they had targeted a gathering of Shia. I mean, number one, that doesn't make sense. It's not like it's an exclusive restaurant or ice cream parlor just for Shiites. So that doesn't make sense. And number two, I mean, it's exactly like what happened in Manchester, where innocent people just going about their lives, young kids doing what they like to do, being attacked just for that reason.
Yeah, this street where this restaurant is located that you went to and where the ice cream parlor is, can you just describe it? I mean, what kind of neighborhood is this?
It's a regular residential slash commercial neighborhood. There's corner stores along the road. There's a KFC knockoff down the street. Like, it's just a normal place.
How were you feeling about security in Baghdad before this event, Hassan? Did things seem to be getting better?
Absolutely. Security in Baghdad over the past couple of years has really improved. And so there's little thought given to where are we going to go? Where are we going to stay? How long are we going to stay out? Like, there's no security issues to think about. Yes, there's still checkpoints. Yes, there's still, you know, random car bombs here and there, but it's not the intensity and frequency that we saw in, you know, 2013, 2014. And you do feel like it's just a normal city where you can live, go to work, hang out with your buddies, go out for a meal, etc.
You made the connection to Manchester, a soft target, young people, children, people just going about their lives, doing what they do. Those events in Manchester receive so much coverage. How does that make you feel when you see the relative kind of blackout on what happened in Baghdad?
It definitely is very frustrating because the two incidents are so similar. Yes, there's a numbness associated with terrorism in Iraq, and that's highly unfortunate. But in the same way that young people's lives were devastated and people were torn out of this world in a horrific way, it's the same thing that happened yesterday in Baghdad. And it's the same perpetrators, which is ISIS. And it goes to show that nobody, unfortunately, is safe from their hatred and their terrorism.
Hassan, we're thinking of you in Baghdad. Is that your kid in the background?
Yeah, it is. I've got two little ones.
What does it make you feel about their future when you go out to an ice cream parlor in Baghdad and this kind of thing can happen?
I don't want to think about that. I do want to be a good parent and take them out to ice cream parlors and go to the park and play on playgrounds and all that good stuff. So you don't want to just keep your kids indoors and, you know, jail them. So you try as a parent to find a balance, and it's really difficult because you think about what's the frequency, how often do we go out in a week? So you do think about these things, and it just adds more pressure to being a parent.
Got it. All right. Hassan Haddad, yeah. Thank you very much for your time. Best of luck.
My pleasure. Take care, bro.